Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Welcome you, as always, to our broadcast. And we're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. But on the radio, we're at 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you're welcome to tune us in every single day. And as you know, on Thursdays, we listen to the Daughters of St. Paul. This is a program that was originally going to air during Lent, and then because it was too close to Holy Week, we felt, we decided to air it at a different time. And because this actually pertains to things we can listen to all during the year, this, we figured, would be a really good time. So this actually is the first program that we would have heard Sister Julia, the book nun.
Hey folks, this is Sister Helena Burns from the Daughters of St. Paul in Jamaica Plain. And I'm here today with Sister Julia Mary, who is the manager of our Pauline Book and Media Center in Dedham on Route 1. Sister Julia Mary is known as the book nun, and we're going to ask her why she's known as the book nun today. Hi, Sister Julia Mary.
Hey, Sister Helena. Well, the reason I'm known for the book nun, it kind of goes way back to when I was a young girl, and I loved to read books. But, and aside from that is I wasn't raised Catholic, so I was a little Protestant girl. I spend most of my time at the public library looking for good books to read. And one day I came across a paperback book on the Song of Bernadette. It's called The Song of Bernadette. And I had no idea who Bernadette was, but I said it was a big fat book, so I wanted to read it. I was all into reading the biggest book I could find. So I read this book and I said, well, I want to know more about people like this. So my friend and I went back to the library and we scoured looking for anything that had saint or ST period in front of the title. And we finished it off pretty quickly. But that's how it all started with the books. And then we went looking for more saint books. And long story short, we found a Catholic bookstore in Philadelphia run by a group of nuns, and you guessed it, yes, it's the Daughters of St. Paul. And we walked up to the counter with a huge stack of saint books. It was like finding a treasure trove. And the sister behind the counter said to me, so did you ever think of becoming a sister? And I responded, well, I'm not sure, but don't you have to be Catholic to do that? And she said, yes, dear, and she hands me a catechism. But from that point on, we had a correspondence. I was happy with my books. We went to visit the sisters a couple times, a couple summers, and Christine and I entered a few years later. And so most of my religious life has been around incredibly good books. I've been working in a book center for a long time, and practically I live in a book center, so hence the name the book nun is very appropriate, because I do spend most of my time actually in a book center, a Catholic book center, surrounded by the best Catholic books that are available right now. So that's where the title comes from, and I'm always excited to talk about books.
That is awesome, and I know for a fact that Sister Julia Mary is a great connoisseur of books, because she's always recommending to us, her sisters, the best books that she finds. So I see that she came prepared. There are three books in her hand. Do you want to tell us why you chose these particular books to highlight?
Well, the reason I picked these particular books is because these books are in my pew in chapel, and actually they're also in front of a lot of the sisters. You know, they have them in their pew, in their place in chapel. And the reason for that is they're useful, not just for sisters, though. I think this is good for just regular people, because, by the way, folks, we are regular people. So we like books that are direct and really get us engaged with the liturgy. And one right now, because we're in Lent, which is really a strong liturgical moment and a chance for us to get back to like a regular prayer time and spending time with God. But some of us need a little bit more help. You know, not all of us are at that degree of prayer where we can just like go into contemplation. We need a little bit of guidance, and these books really help. One of them is written by one of our sisters, actually, Sister Teresa Alethea Noble, and it's called Remember Your Death, Memento Mori, and it's a Lenten devotional. And I remember when she was writing it, I said, well, what's the deal with this skull? Okay, it's a black book with a skull. And she said, well, you know, Sister Juliet, when on Ash Wednesday, when we go to receive the ashes, a lot of times the priest will say, remember, man, you are dust, and to dust you will return. This memento mori idea goes back centuries, actually, it's even in the Old Testament, you know, that whole line, remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. And the beginning of each chapter Has a picture of a saint, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Catherine of Siena, my own personal favorite, St. Mary Magdalene, and each of them have a skull in their hands. And she said the point of those kind of depictions in art is that, you know, the saints remembered their death. They remembered that life is short and that this life is not the end all and be all, that we are working towards heaven. So, I think the message that you can carry away from that in one sentence is, remember your death and you'll never sin. Remember your death and you'll become a saint, which is what the saints did. So she has those inspirational pictures in it. But what's nice about it is it takes every single day of Lent from Ash Wednesday all the way through to Easter Sunday. And each day has the readings for that day and a short, maybe one page meditation. An examination of conscience, which actually everybody can use a little help and guidance in that area, know how to make a good examine. And then a journaling and prayer, which is maybe just a couple lines. But within like two pages, you have enough material. Like if you want to really chew on it a while, it could last you for a couple days. But if you're a person that only has maybe 10, 15 minutes to spare, it's a way that you can kind of focus that. And each day of Lent, you will have like, yeah, just like it's like a little gem for each day that you can carry through, you know, the day.
And I heard that people are using this book outside of Lent because it's been out for a while, even though it says it's a Lenten
book. Oh, yeah,
book,
yeah.
People have been just eating this book up.
It's a marvelous book because the thing is that during Lent, the church pulls out all the stops. And what they do is the best readings of the year is like poured into those 40 days, okay? All the best scripture passages are just packed into those 40 days. And sometimes I really, usually I'm a little OCD this way. I love books, right? So right after Christmas, I start going through my bookcase looking for what books I'm going to read for Lent, okay? And just if I try to get it down to just the bare essentials, it usually is like 6 to 7 books. And even that's a little bit too much. They're beautiful books, but you know, the time, all of us are kind of stretched for time. And so you want to make the best use of it. And when she came out with this book, I said, well, it's a skinny little black book. Maybe I can just use this, but I still need my other books. Well, last year when I used it, I can be honest, I didn't need the other 6 or 7 books. I had enough with this one book. There was enough material. I felt satisfied. I felt that actually I could use a little bit more time. Like if you want to deepen it, there's so much richness there. You could just keep using it, but it's perfect for people that don't have that time.
Right, right. And it's just such a beautiful movement. If you go onto social media and put in the hashtag Memento Mori, you'll see that it really struck a chord with so many people. And now, especially in these troubled times we're living in, scary troubled times, where death is imminent for people. You know, I've been praying for those who may, you know, with the coronavirus, it may be their death date soon, or any of us listening, you know, we just don't know. But that's actually how it is all the time. We don't know when we're going to die.
Yes,
and our whole, as unpleasant as it is to think about, it's this bus is all, the bus we're on is headed to the same destination. So, so it's a way to stop, and without being morbid, it's, what is death? It's we want to go to heaven. We want to be with Jesus.
Yeah.
So the idea of meditating on our death is about meditating on eternity, what comes after death.
Precisely.
Not
precisely.
The death itself, but yeah, being prepared. Like, not, we don't want to have regrets at the end of our life. And it's not just about, you know, living all our hopes and dreams, but we want to go be with the Lord. We want to love him so much in this life and enjoy him so much in this life that we can't wait when our day comes to be with him.
Yeah, I think another way of saying memento mori is live fearless. And that's what it doesn't make, like Sister Helena said, it doesn't make you morbid. It actually makes you more alive, more cheerful, because you realize that, you know, you're aiming towards a goal. And you know, even the reassurances of Jesus in the gospel is, you know, do not be afraid. How many times, you know, God says, do not be afraid, do not be afraid. And, you know, it's the human nature to worry. But this helps you, like, be realistic, but be hopeful. And you know, live without the fear. I think
right.
That's the biggest
right.
thing. But you're right. This is something you could use all year long.
Now, first, I see you have another Memento Mori book.
I
There's
do.
Three components, actually. They come separately. But this is a beautiful prayer book for people who are looking to, I know I am ramping up my prayer in these times, praying for an end to this terrible virus. But it's a Memento Mori prayer book.
Yeah. Sister Teresa was explaining to me that when she was writing it, it was based on the four last things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. I said, oh, that's really a pleasant thought. And she said, well, I said, well, how are you going to put prayers that match these different things? So she said, well, under death, she has prayers to live and die well, and the selection is incredible. Judgment is prayers to prepare to meet Jesus, which, as Sister Helena said, you know, it's not like we should be prepared, period. My grandmother would say, you know, wash your hands and say your prayers. Well, that goes for, like, just ordinary time as well as, you know, time of pestilence or whatever.
That would be a great hashtag as well. Wash your hands and say your prayers.
But when she got to the section on hell, I said, okay, now what kind of prayers are you going to put under that chapter heading? And she put prayers to combat the powers of darkness. Let me tell you, people, that I have all kinds of colored tabs on that section. They have the chaplet to Saint Michael the Archangel. They have the chaplet to the Precious Blood. Her selection of prayers is like over the top. And even though, as a nun, you can imagine the amount of prayer books I might have, this particular one is in my pew because it's too good. She also has two of my favorite prayers because she took my suggestions. And one of them is under the chapter of heaven. It's on, if you get the prayer book, please turn to page 217. It's one of the most beautiful prayers that I've ever come across. It's prayer to the Trinity. Make sure to get it and tab it. If you get this prayer book, make sure you get the little color tabs because you're going to want to read it more than once.
Thank you, Sister Julia Mary. You can find all of these books online. We have a web store, so just Google Pauline Books and Media. So thank you so much for listening. We want to keep going on this theme of prayer, especially during these times of crisis. So you are all in our prayers, the Daughters of St. Paul, Sister Julia Mary, and Sister Helena Burns from Jamaica Plain. Until next time, God bless.
God bless you.
Thank you, sisters. And remember, you can get in touch with the store through paulinestore.com, PAULINESTORE.com, and also at Catholic Audio Media. Have a blessed day. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore. And even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.